It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Harris face off in Philadelphia. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. City officials continue work on proposed parking changes for downtown Wichita. Hear what one city council member had to say coming up.
Gulf Coast braces for Hurricane Francine. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
In the ABC presidential debate, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump sparred on what many voters say is the top 2024 issue, the economy.
With many Americans saying costs are still too high, former President Trump said inflation is what has impacted prices.
50, 60, 70, and 80% higher than they were just a few years ago. This has been a disaster for people, for the middle class, but for every class.
Vice President Harris argued the Trump economy wasn't for every American, just a select few, and he'd do the same again.
Which is to provide a tax cut for billionaires and big corporations, which will result in $5 trillion to America's deficit.
Despite Democratic polling gains, voters continue to prefer the former president when it comes to handling the economy. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The city of Wichita continues to gather feedback from business owners in the downtown area and the public on proposed parking plan changes.
One of the biggest concerns city officials have heard is that paid parking could discourage downtown retail activity. The city says an updated plan is needed to cover ongoing costs for operations and maintenance. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says the city will continue to talk with businesses, but he feels they should go forward with a plan.
But I feel that if we were to halt at this point and not proceed and not modernize our parking and not have machines that can use an app and change or kiosks that can take cash as well, we'll find ourselves in a worse-off situation.
There are two more opportunities for the public to address their concerns, Saturday, September 14th and Saturday, October 12th. Both will be at the Old Town Farm and Art Market from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two people were hospitalized following a fire at a concession stand at the Kansas State Fair Tuesday evening in Hutchinson. After what appeared to have been a small explosion at the stand, several others received minor injuries, but they refused treatment. Investigators say a can sitting on or near the grill exploded, which caused a glass window to shatter.
This is Suicide Prevention Month. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News the commission will recognize the community's efforts to deal with suicide at today's meeting.
I think everybody knows someone that has experienced in their family or friends or their circle of influence experienced this type of trauma. 135 people a day commit suicide and take their lives by suicide across the country. And here in Sedgwick County, we had 98 people last year take their life by suicide.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The Gulf Coast is bracing for severe weather conditions.
Hurricane Francine forms in the western Gulf and now expected to strengthen as it moves towards Louisiana. Anticipated landfall, a strong Cat 1, low-end Cat 2, along with that storm surge up to 10 feet. We're looking at widespread flash flooding as this area is waterlogged. And with the wind intensity, widespread power outages from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, a major impact for an area where they have seen storms recently, but this year it's been eerily quiet. We'll have the latest for you as this develops in the next 24 hours. Meteorologist Steve Bender, Fox Weather.
KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just a few games left for the Wichita Wind Surge downtown. Got another home game tonight. sports in just a few minutes.
Former local football star will undergo a mental evaluation to determine if he should stand trial again. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Zed. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Former NFL player and Wichita native Joseph Randall will again undergo an evaluation to determine if he is competent to stand trial. A jury trial was scheduled to begin Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court in connection with a 2018 sexual assault. The case was taken off the docket, and a competency evaluation will be scheduled. No word on when that will take place.
Fire officials in California say the airport fire in Orange County has burned at least 10,000 acres and is still growing. Orange County Assistant Sheriff John McCulloch urging residents to follow evacuation orders.
These fires move extremely fast, okay? And we will go door to door and yell at people to get out to save their life. Okay, property is secondary to the life-saving.
Several large fires are burning in Southern California.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Ukraine today after promising to listen to Kyiv's request to use long-range missiles against Russia.
Ukraine wants to use Western weapons against Russian missiles and glide bombs before they've even been launched, but the U.S. government so far mostly refused to allow the Ukrainians to attack targets on Russian soil. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Kyiv with the British Foreign Secretary and expects to be asked again.
We'll be listening intently to our Ukrainian partners. We'll both be reporting back to the Prime Minister, to President Biden in the coming days.
President Biden hosts UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday. Secretary Blinken also accusing Russia of getting ballistic missiles from Iran. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, we've got, traffic volumes thinning out. Still have some fairly heavy traffic northbound on I-235 approaching the road construction there at I-135 as well as southbound on I-135 in that same area. And once again, we've got a stalled out vehicle southbound I-135 at Lincoln and some really heavy traffic if you're trying to exit onto eastbound Kellogg from north or southbound I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue, feeling like fall this morning as we start off things in the 50s and then back up to a high of 90 degrees. So that battle between fall and summer continues. Skies continuing to remain dry and sunny with a southerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, calm and 56 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And, of course, we had the debate last night in Philadelphia. And with us this morning to help us a little more coverage of what's going on, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
So what did you take away from this debate? What do you think about it?
Well, it was certainly a better night for Vice President Harris than her boss, President Biden, had back in June. And you're seeing that really a level of excitement from Democrats that we hadn't seen after that first debate. And you're seeing a lot of criticism, maybe is the way to phrase it, from Republicans who have thought that former President Trump missed some opportunities. And maybe got baited a little bit into talking about some of those issues that they had hoped he wouldn't, like the size of his rallies and things like that.
Yeah, and it's kind of a couple of folks said around here, he kind of took the bait.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and it was a clear strategy by Harris, right? I mean, I think that one of the reasons that they wanted the open mics was to see if they could solicit that kind of response, reaction from Trump. What she ended up doing was putting it into one of her answers, saying that, you know, people leave his rallies very bored. And what it did was it took Trump off message, right? That was time not spent on talking about the economy, not spent talking about border and immigration, the two issues that he has a clear advantage in this election, and instead kind of cemented what a lot of voters and a lot of strategists have warned about Trump, is that, you know, he can get distracted and get off message and kind of resort to kind of these personal kind of attacks. And it was a clear strategy, I think, by Harris to see if she could get Trump to do that, to react in that way. He did. And it made, again, for kind of an opportunity, I think, for her to cast herself apart and kind of show her temperament and sort of her kind of demeanor for an awful lot of voters who are still trying to make up their mind. One thing we knew about the polling going in to this debate is that there was a lot more for Harris to lose and gain than there was for Trump, right? Voters that we are seeing reflected in polls don't kind of have mixed feelings about, like, they have an opinion about Donald Trump. He is a known commodity. People are, you know, that's why you've seen his numbers in kind of the upper 40s kind of just stay where they are, regardless of the events that have happened in this election. Harris needs to build her ceiling, her kind of top level numbers. We don't know kind of where those rest, kind of what her level of support.
I
think there was a lot more at stake for this debate than there was for former President Trump.
Yeah, I would think that those who are in one camp or the other, probably there are not going to be many people who are going to say, "Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I'm going to go and vote for the other person."
But what we had seen, and it was reflected in some polling, actually, that came out in Marist University polling, which is a pretty good poll on the debate eve, is that three in 10 voters, so nearly 30% of voters, have indicated that this debate could help them make their final decision. That is certainly enough to move these swing states in one direction or other. And again, I think a lot of that was reflected in people wanting to know more about Kamala Harris versus wanting to know more about Donald Trump.
And if we can isolate, or if somebody could isolate those people who are undecided and see what they think now, we'd have a real good idea, I guess, where people are.
And I think we'll start to see that, right? I mean, obviously, after debates, we see polling. It takes a few days, right? But I do think that you'll start to see some of that, right? We certainly saw kind of the immediate reactions, you know, on cable news and other kind of like focus groups, which are helpful, but it's not kind of the same data points that I think some polling will show us in the next couple of days.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate your help. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern giving us a little more reaction about the debate last night. This weekend, Saturday night, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is going to have a town hall. They don't call it a town hall meeting anymore. They just call it a town hall. It's going to be at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, and it's going to be at the encampment building there at 6 o'clock. And what's going to happen is he and the senator will be there on stage, and he'll have a couple of people who will be reading questions from the audience. If you're in the audience, you'll be able to write down a question for the senator, and then it'll be passed off to two fellows who will take the questions and ask him the questions and keep the thing rolling. And those two guys will be Ted and B. We are going to be these. What would you call it, Ted?
Moderators.
Moderators, yeah. So we're going to be
facilitators.
There.
Maybe that's a better word.
Yeah, facilitators. We're going to facilitate all over that building Saturday night. So if you would like to come out and see the senator and see Stephen Ted, we'll be there at 6 o'clock. And we're going to broadcast it live on the radio as well on KNSS.
Very good.
How about that? You know, so if you can't make it out there, tune us in. See how we do. And then we'll have a focus group afterwards, and you can see if you can vote for Ted or you can vote for me, one or the other.
Okay.
And we'll do fact-checking. All right, 8:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward.
Yeah, let's go to Yankee Stadium last night, Kansas City Royals. In a place they don't get a lot of wins, taking on the top team in the league, the New York Yankees. It was a dominating affair last night for one team. It wasn't the Yankees. Very quiet 34,000 at the game in Yankee Stadium last night as the Royals dominated. Good to have your all-star first baseman Salvador Perez at the plate. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Next one. Breaking ball pulled down the left field line. It's a fair ball headed for the corner. Bobby races around second. He's to third. He's being waved home. And the throw will go into second, and Salvi will be safe. Bobby scores. It's 2-0. Salvador Perez with a hustle RBI double, and the Royals lead it 2-0.
Perez, RBI number 99 on the season. Well, let's go to Salvi's next at-bat.
Here's the pitch. Fastball stroke back up the middle. Base into the center field. Isbell rounds third. He's in to score standing. Salvador Perez drives in another run. His second RBI of the night. His fifth of this series. And the Royals lead 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning.
RBI number 100 on the season for Perez. Royals win it 5-0. Snapping a six-game losing streak on the road. The Royals won five of their last six overall now. Good to have a guy, your all-star, Seth Lugo, on the mound last night, picking up his 16th win. He went seven scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts, only allowed three singles. And at one point, he retired 17 straight Yankees. The Yankees didn't even get anyone past first base last night. Never had a runner in scoring position.
Wow.
And the Royals pitching staff went nine scoreless innings, zero walks, 14 strikeouts as the Royals got their first shutout win in Yankee Stadium in a decade. All right, here's the situation. The Royals have a 5.5-game lead for a playoff spot with 16 games to go in the season. The Royals will finish up this three-game series in Yankee Stadium tonight against the top team in the league, the Yankees. Listen live at 6 o'clock tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Minor League Baseball, we're now down to five games left in the season for the Wichita Windsurgs. They're all at home at Riverfront Stadium. Last night, a 5-4 loss to Tulsa. Good again tonight. Wichita hosting Tulsa, 7:05 downtown. The final week of the season for the Wichita Windsurge. How about the, speaking of the Windsurge, how about a former member of the Windsurge? Playing for the Minnesota Twins now, batting number two in the order last night in right field, Matt Wallner, as the Twins are hosting the Los Angeles Angels. The action on Bally Sports North.
And guys, look like guys. Oh boy.
Wallner to right field and deep. Back it goes and way out of here. On to the plaza in the Gate 34 experience. And Matt Wallner, 444 feet. 5-0.
Here comes the sausage.
And here comes the moose. We got a cookie. And now give the man some meat.
Wallner drove in three of the 10 runs with a double and a home run. The Twins beat the Angels 10-5, snapping a four-game losing streak. Wallner is batting 292 this past week. The Twins have a three-game lead for a playoff spot here late in the season. Go to minor league baseball. Former Wichita State Shocker, Wichita's Keelan Kilgore, is in Double-A with the Kansas City Royals. Had a nice outing out of the bullpen last night in Double-A. Scoreless work, one and a third innings. Struck out three of the four batters he faced. Five innings of work so far in the month of September. Zero earned run average for former Shocker, Wichita's Keelan Kilgore. He's in Double-A with the Royals. And speaking of the Royals, big Royals birthday today. Former Royal, how about Mike Moustakas is 36 years old today. A third baseman for the Kansas City Royals. Number two overall draft pick by the Royals in 2007. Of course, he became a three-time All-Star. And he was the third baseman for the Royals when they won the World Series back in 2015. He's not playing for anyone this season. Technically a free agent, or maybe his career's done. Hard to believe that Mike Moustakas, his career's over already. Well, we'll see if anyone signs him, but he hasn't played this year. Happy birthday to former Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas. He is 36 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean expresses more frustration with Democrats. That's on the way. Steve is headed to the morning here on KNSS.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now,
Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now and 57 degrees. Reproductive rights has been a national discussion since the end of Roe v. Wade. It was also a topic in the ABC presidential debate.
Vice President Kamala Harris has been the Biden administration's staunchest advocate for a woman's bodily autonomy. She hit the GOP again on it.
Understand, if Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban.
Former President Donald Trump continued to argue making it a state-decided issue is what he prefers.
This issue has torn our country apart. And they've wanted it back in the states. And I did something that nobody thought was possible. The states are now voting.
In fact, there are 9 states that will decide if access to abortion becomes a part of their laws this November. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Wichita building owned by the Sisters of St. Joseph is about to be used for fire training.
The city of Wichita says the sisters donated the building at 3700 East Lincoln, which is scheduled to be demolished with most of its materials being repurposed. The building was constructed in 1915 after the previous structure built in 1887 burned down. It has not been in use for several years. The city says the facility will allow firefighters to train in real-life scenarios in an unfamiliar environment, similar to what they may experience in a real emergency. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Public Schools will be asking voters to approve a $450 million bond issue to help pay for the district's facilities master plan, which calls for closing some schools and building new ones. If approved by voters in February, the money would be used to rebuild 7 schools, including construction of an early childhood center. The plan would also close 4 elementary schools in northwest Wichita, along with 6 other buildings used for specialized learning. Teachers Union President Mike Harris says updated facilities are needed.
Anytime you have a school district that has as many outdated facilities as we do with the amount of deferred maintenance, you run into constant problems. And the district's just in a position where they're constantly playing catch up. We're reactive.
The board voted earlier this year to close 2 middle schools and 4 elementary schools due to declining enrollment and a $42 million budget deficit. The Davis Fire is continuing to burn in western Nevada, causing thousands to evacuate. The National Weather Service in Reno issued a particularly dangerous situation fire weather warning. Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District Fire Chief Charles Moore says winds could affect the fire's path.
We are expecting this fire to move. And if it moves towards structures, we want to be engaged in that and try to do what we can to protect structures, but more importantly, we want to protect life.
The wildfire has been burning since Saturday, burning nearly 6,000 acres of land. It's been more than 2 decades since the building that serves as the face of America's national defense was hit by a terror attack. Today, the nation's capital is remembering the attack at the Pentagon.
The names of the 184 people killed when American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon on September 11, 2001, will be read as a large American flag is draped over the spot where the plane hit the building. 5 hijackers took control of the plane, and the attack killed all 64 passengers on board and 125 people inside the Pentagon. Those lost are permanently honored at the Pentagon Memorial, located just south in Arlington, Virginia. It will be closed to the public until 6 p.m. today, with the exception of any victims' families. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Steve, 10 in the morning, KNSS. 3 big things.
3.
The world remembers the 9/11 terrorist attack 23 years ago today.
2.
Wichita City Council hears more public input on a proposed parking plan.
One.
Harris and Trump debate the issues. Abortion, Ukraine, the economy, immigration. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
All right. This morning out there, we've got KDOT work is going to be starting on K96. And this is going to be causing some intermittent lane closures east and westbound on K96. And that is more or less all the way from Mays to I-235. They're going to be doing the work daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So watch out for some intermittent lane closures there. Again, that's K96 from I-235 out to Mays. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 61. Then for tomorrow, sunny again. And tomorrow's high, 88 degrees. Now a clear sunny sky, 57 degrees. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Yesterday's high in temperature, Wichita, 89 degrees. Normal high for the day, 85. And is Wall Street going to react to the debate last night? Well, something's going on. As we open trading on Wall Street here on this Wednesday morning, the Dow is down 466 points. The S&P is down 35 points. The NASDAQ is down 15 points as trading gets underway on Wall Street.
And the local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Two Wichita healthcare clinics are merging to open a revamped location in downtown Wichita. HealthCore Clinic has reached an agreement with Mayflower Clinic. It's a nonprofit that works with low-income and uninsured patients to take over its existing operations on 154 North Topeka and expand its services to the downtown area. HealthCore CEO Teresa Lovelady says Mayflower's clinic staff and nurses will be compensated by HealthCore moving forward as the nonprofit's providers, and patients and staff will also operate under HealthCore.
A planned effort to transform a historic downtown Wichita building into a 74-unit low-income residential community has hit a speed bump, but it still has life. Sam Edelson, a Denver real estate developer and investor, said this project involving the conversion of the five-story landmark square building at 212 North Market will not start construction this year after it did not receive a key tax credit this summer. This past spring, Edelson said he would be applying for 9% low-income housing tax credits through his through the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation. And that was after his 212 North Market Street LLC received city council approval in May on a letter of intent to issue up to $21 million in industrial revenue bonds to help finance the project's construction. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Ted, got about three more days of spare, and that's it for this year. So if you hadn't made up the World's Fair, the Kansas State Fair, they've had some dynamite weather to get up there.
Got five more days.
Five more days. They're looking for trying to get over, if they can get between, if they can get over 350,000 people up there, they'll be satisfied. But
well, I hope they get more. Yeah, there's no fault on the weather.
No. Well, you can't blame it on the weather. They're looking for, they'd like to get 400,000.
Nice to get,
next plateau.
Nice attendance in Hutchinson.
Let's see here. Well, today is Patriot Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance, of course. It honors the memory of nearly 3,000 innocent victims who died in September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Each year, Americans dedicate this day to remember those who died and the first responders who risked their own lives to save others. And we're seeing out of the corner of my eye, I'm seeing on Fox News, they're showing images of Ground Zero in New York, and people are reading the names.
As they do every year.
And so that's going on there at Ground Zero, World Trade Centers used to be. I was never there. I don't know what it's like, but each one of those was what? On 110 floors?
Wow. Amazing.
I can't imagine, I couldn't work in a building like that because I'd be so, I don't like heights. At any rate, 9/11, 23 years ago today, a day that changed the world, certainly changed how we get on airplanes anymore with the TSA.
The world changed instantly that day.
Coming up, Glenn Beck, the Glenn Beck program this morning. Journalist Megan Kelly, She says the debate was clearly biased. Top of the hour news this morning, Trump and Harris debate in Philadelphia. We're going to have that at the top of the hour. Hey, if you missed any of today's show or still just want to listen again, go to the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS Wichita.
Hey, neighbor. Oh, my gosh.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.